If we know we have authority, then we are going to be bolder in functioning in that authority. Now, a lot of us in the body of Christ are not taking authority. Sometimes we winch back pretty easily when the enemy comes to push against us, or when somebody tries to bring an argument against us so that we wouldn't exercise our authority. Sometimes we just humble back. We think it's humility, but really it's not. It's just usually fear. Now, authority is given for a purpose. And the purpose of Jesus here, when he said, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth, go and make disciples." So God gives us authority. Jesus gives us authority. And it is an order so that we might go out and make disciples. He goes on to say, to teach others about the things that I have taught you and teach them to do the things that I have taught you to do. And of course, we know that if we look in Jesus' life, we would see that Jesus at different times sent out different groups of people. He sent out the 12, and then he sent out the 70 to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, and all that kind of stuff. And Jesus here is commanding us to do the same thing. He's commanding us to take our authority and use it in teaching and making disciples. So this must have been very difficult for the apostles even to consider at this particular time. I've noticed something. When God tells us to do something, when God speaks us to do something, it's often quite, it can be difficult to our culture, to what we want to do, do we think that's really the right thing to do? There'll always be some things that come our way to try to stop us, try to hold us back. Now, one of the things that we first must understand when we look at the commission that Jesus gave us is that the authority that we have to make disciples has nothing to do with our ability to make disciples. It has everything to do with his power coming on us in order to speak the word to make disciples. I believe it's good to study. I believe it's good to pray. I believe it's good to go to Bible school. But that doesn't qualify you necessarily in making disciples. What qualifies you is that you're a believer and you recognize that you have an authority as a believer to go out and make disciples. Now, if we really understood that and really took that to heart, we would actually be telling more people about Jesus. Let's read Acts chapter 19. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call in the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish high priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Do you ever try doing something because you've seen somebody else do it? It didn't quite work out the same. I'll put both my hands up. I'm not saying that we should never do that. I'm thinking we can learn. We usually always learn when we do things. But when it comes to authority, we cannot get that authority by doing the same thing that somebody else who has the authority has done. You see, there's a difference. Where did Paul get this authority? This authority that the sons of Sceva thought they could exercise. The sons of Sceva wanted the power. They were interested in the power to be able to cast out demons. But the Apostle Paul was first and foremost interested in the relationship that he had with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he cultivated that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He would take times to pray and meditate on the things of God. That's where he got his authority. It wasn't a positional authority. It was a relational authority. Cultivating relationship really gives us a confidence that the authority of the one that we are in relationship with is available to us. Romans 11, 27, "For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins." The Apostle Paul knew who he was in covenant with. It was that covenant that he was connected with, the one who said, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me." I do want us to have an understanding of where our safety lies. It lies in the covenant relationship with Jesus. The scripture says that the scepter of the kingdom of God is the scepter of righteousness. We find that in the book of Hebrews. Now, the scepter of righteousness, when it is held out, speaks to us is that there is an authority that is being shown when you hold out a scepter. That scepter of righteousness really is our badge in the spiritual realm, our badge of authority. When we hold out the scepter of righteousness, then we are connected. We have our proper connection, our covenant connection.